how fit would they be?
Yeah, what would I like to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a blanket or something, you know, kind of a quilt.
Uh-huh. Made out of cotton. Okay. How about over the bed to cover it too?
Well, sometimes we had a spread, sometimes we didn't.
All right. Did you ever take the quilts and stuff and put them on the floor and make a bed for a baby or something?
Yeah, if you had too much cotton, you could make a thick quilt and make them a bed.
What did you call that? That you'd make on the floor?
Well, we just called it a bed on the floor. So fix a thick quilt, take a quilt to make a bed on the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Did you ever hear it called a pallet?
Yeah. Sure, that's right. I told you I couldn't tell you all of it. It's been too long.
Well, different people in different places have different terms for all that.
Well, you forget a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
You forget a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But that was what we called it. It was a pallet. Make a pallet out of the quilt.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
Uh-huh. I heard my grandmother say that, but you don't ever hear it much anymore.
Well, that's right. That's right. You got that right.
Mm-hmm. What about up in the top of the house? Do you have a place to store things?
No, we just sealed all the rest of it.
Uh-huh. What about the house where you were growing up? Did you have any place up there?
No.
Okay. Would you have any room where you might keep old, worn-out furniture and just kind of things that you weren't using anymore?
Not too much, because we hadn't used it. We were poor people back then, we had to use it.
Okay. What about outside? Did you have any place to store things?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Well, that was on the outside. We had sheds, you know, and it had our wash pots bricked up, you know, where we could wash and all that out in the shed. And used to, when we'd take a bath back yonder, you know, we'd draw water up in the morning. And leave it in that kettle pot, a pot, and then take a bath in it at night. Hang your sack sheet up around it. Take a bath in it at night.
That must have been a big pot.
It was big, 60 gallons.
And you could get in it and take a bath.
Yeah. Hang your sack sheet up, get it, and take a bath at night. That's old timey.
That's right. That's right.
You want old timey stuff again?
That's right. What about where would you cook and eat and all that?
Well, we've had wood. We had to cook with wood stoves, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And our table was about right there. John table and all of it was in there together.
Do you have a kitchen that was attached to the house? Or did they ever have a...
Yeah, well, some of them was on the outside. You had to walk, you know, from one kitchen to the house. But the one that we lived in, I was always lucky the one we lived in. Could just go out of another room, go in another room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all together.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have dining rooms and cook rooms and all of that.
Okay. What about in the kitchen, a place to store?
We had a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Pantry, put all our canned stuff in the pantry.
Okay.
And put in the flour barrel and the meal barrel.
Yeah. Just buy those in big quantities.
Well,
about the whole barrel at a time.
Yeah. Well, we didn't buy it by the time we have a barrel to put in.
Okay. Let's see. How about milk? Did you milk the cows?
Yeah, we milked cows and let it, you know, we kept our milk cool.
Mm-hmm.
By a string on it, let it down to where.
Oh, okay. Okay.